Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are at a turning point in this country as we face down unprecedented crises from COVID-19 to police brutality to out of control climate change, and we've decided how to move forward. Well, tonight.
So there's Cori Bush and her victory speech, and here to break down everything that took place during that Missouri primary yesterday and any highlights other than that he wants to throw in, Tim Jones. Tim, thank you so much.
Another great night for Donald Trump.
No collusion, no obstruction.
This is Armageddon.
You know, I brought you Outlander.
Brought to you by Arrowhead Building Supply.
Tim, thanks for filling in for me on Monday. Couldn't think of anybody better to have in right before the Missouri primary hit. And now we have results. And are you shocked by what you discovered after the Missouri primary came to its conclusion?
Well, Annie, I can tell you, I'd rather be in Disney World right now.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Cheers to that.
You know, Annie, it's I was listening to your first segment, and, you know, last night was shocking in some respect, and you know, let me preface it by saying this: I'm going to give a lot of doom and gloom and despair about the St. Louis County, St. Louis City region, basically all the urban regions in our country. Which, strangely enough, maybe coincidentally enough, ironically enough, throw out your adjective there, have been run by Democrats, ruined by Democrats for 50 plus years. So it's interesting that they're starting this radical revolution, which encompasses Antifa anarchy and BLM Marxism and tearing down statues and history and includes defunding the police and destruction, all in the areas that they currently control. But I guess that's what you do. You wreck your own backyard before you wreck everybody else's. But, you know, Annie, after the shock and, you know, just the despair kind of wore off, I'm sad. I'm not really angry today. I'm sad. I'm sad for our city, for our region, and for our state, because it seems as if these deep blue urban cores are starting to affect and infect the rest of the country with these radical socialist ideas. And I say they're radical, I say they're socialist, because by definition they are. And if you look around the world, if you look back through history, they have failed. I'm not sure why America is choosing to be so flirtatious with this philosophy. All you need to do is watch one thing. There is a great special right now that runs frequently on Fox. You can catch it, I think, on Fox Nation. You can probably catch it at foxnews.com. It's narrated and produced by Brett Baer, who is about as straight line and as objective a journalist as you're going to find these days on any network, on either side of the political spectrum. It is The Unauthorized History of Socialism. And Brett takes you through that history, dating back to the mid-1800s and the rise of Marxism, all the way through the Bolshevik Revolution of Lenin and Stalin, through the Cultural Revolution of Mao Zedong, through the revolution in Cuba, into Venezuela. And all of these revolutions, they started off where the people were so happy and party in the streets, and we're all going to get together and make this work, and we're going to set up this utopia. And you know what they end up with, Annie? They end up in despair, oppression, depression, bloodshed, violence, and failure. And I hate to be so Pollyannish and so hyperbolic, but they do. That's the truth. And so at the very end, Brett goes, and you know, we're starting to have some of these conversations about this philosophy here in the United States of America. And I'm not sure why we are.
Tim, it's interesting that you're on the topic. I asked this question yesterday before we knew the results of any of these races. I asked Mark Cox if any of these would be a bellwether for either November or even beyond, you know, whether it was Kim Gardner, Sam Page, Amendment 2. And he said none of those will be, but Lacey Clay's race might be. And then, lo and behold, that's the one getting the headlines today. What say you? Are any of these really a bellwether for November?
They're a bellwether, Ryan, for where the Democratic Party is going. And it's going to depend on if there are enough voters who want to go to the polls who are on the constitutional right side of not only history, like I just described, but literally sanity. I mean, look, yesterday was mainly all about Democrat primary results, right? Mark Cox and I and our sister station, Mark Reardon, we and many other voices on the conservative side of the aisle teamed up with a lot of what I would call sane Democrats. You know, there's a big group of them left here in our region. And there are people like Jane Duker and Jeff Rorta, and there's a ton of consultants, and there's a lot of people who are in the grassroots activist movement. They're called sane Democrats, right? What are sane Democrats? Well, they still respect the rule of law and order. They want a bigger government presence. They want a bigger social safety net, but they're not economic lunatics, right? They don't want to completely bankrupt the entire nation forever and ever, amen. So they've got a little bit of fiscal sanity. They're definitely the old-fashioned, old-time law and order Democrats like JFK and Harry Truman and Lyndon Johnson and other folks like that. More recently, Bill Clinton, right? Bill Clinton would be, I think, putting together all his personal transgressions, looking at only his philosophy, Bill Clinton would not necessarily be welcome in today's Democratic Party. And even Barack Obama. Barack Obama is starting to look like a moderate. So what's going on, Ryan, back to your question, there is a massive, vicious civil war going on in the Democratic Party. And that Lacey Clay race highlighted it. The media can't run from it anymore. Isn't it amazing that an African-American establishment, I guess maybe that's the problem, establishment guy like Lacey Clay, representing one of the most liberal cities in the country, one of the most liberal areas, is too conservative for the new leftward tilt of the radical socialist movement that is sweeping across the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is now becoming a wholly owned subsidiary of Antifa and of BLM. And I'm talking about the BLM Marxists, you know, and you wonder if Black Lives Matter and if COVID lives matter, or if they're only going to matter till November 4th.
We're speaking with Tim Jones, host of The Tim Jones Show, right here on 97.1, 79 at Sunday evenings. I want to ask you, you're talking about the civil war that exists in the Democratic Party. I've been unplugged for about, I don't know, almost 2 weeks now, maybe even one of the last days that I was on the air. You know, you get in that like pre-vacation mindset of a little bit of distraction. But I'll tell you this, and for everybody who's listening right now, I saw at least a dozen Trump based pieces of apparel or insignia while I was in Disney World with people walking around. Trump masks, Trump t-shirts, Trump hats, Trump bags. It wasn't like Donald Trump was present everywhere in the Magic Kingdom, but I saw at least a dozen different people who were outwardly showing their support for President Trump. I saw zero evidence of anything to the alternative, whether it was any of those specific issues that you were mentioning that the Democratic Party is now standing for, or just, you know, a general like Joe t-shirt or something like that. No evidence of that whatsoever. When I tune into the media, I see people like the Lincoln Project or whatever, the anti-Trumper, the never-Trumpers who are trying to divide the Republican Party. The media is certainly going to pick up every opportunity they can to suggest that there is division in the Republican Party. So my question to you is, you've just defined what you believe the Democratic Party to be facing, which is some sort of civil war about how progressive they can actually be. Where is the Republican Party right now under Donald Trump? I mean, he's the guy. Whether you like him, love him, or are tolerating him, he's the guy. Is there a unification in the Republican Party right now, and is it going to be evident in November?
Yeah, Annie, absolutely. First of all, the Lincoln Project and all the never-Trumpers, I'm sorry to say this. I know this is a family show, but they're a bunch of butthurt K Street consultants, okay? That's all they are, Annie. They're consultants on K Street who have been locked out of access to the swamp via the swamp for the last 3 to 4 years. And I guess maybe their pocketbooks are running a little dry and they need to get back in the circle. These are people, Annie, who don't necessarily care about the philosophy or the mission or God, country, and family. They're all about their next paycheck. They a lot of times, and we have them in Missouri too, and they tried to play in some of these Republican primaries, and they tried to do it in Senator Bill Igel's primary in St. Charles. And luckily, he threw a hammer down yesterday, and he won with like almost 75% of the vote over this fake Rhino challenger that was put up by this fake Rhino consultant. I'm not going to mention his name on the air because I don't want to give him any attention, but he knows who he is. He's like the Joker to my Batman, you know? And these are people, Annie, that they survive based on electioneering. They don't necessarily care about moving the country forward or doing any sort of reforms, whether it's education reform, labor reform, or tax reform. You had fake Republican consultants in this state, Annie, working on the Medicaid expansion project, and apparently some of them are going to get awarded to the tune of $1 million as their bonus for getting it passed. It's disgusting. It's despicable. So on the flip side, recent polling, 95% Republican support for Donald Trump. The Republican Party is the party of Donald Trump. And why? It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because these are people who have decided to put aside the bombastic tweets and some of the character flaws, which we're human, we've all got them, and they're focused on the policy. And the policy is to save America. The policy is to create jobs and a better economy and a better lifestyle and better opportunities. Not to have the government do like what it's going to do with Medicaid expansion here in the state of Missouri, where you sit home on your couch all day long, you collect your unemployment checks from the federal government and the state government, and you're excited about your free health care, and you do nothing to move yourself, your family, or your country forward. You become sheeple. You become a pawn in the machine. You become a widget in George Orwell's 1984. I have more faith in the American people than the far left, which is taking over the Democratic Party, as I described. I still think we are a pioneering nation that looks forward to having America be that shining city on the hill that Reagan so beautifully described when he served as our president. And I think that America is going to step up and step forward, because there was another poll I saw last week where 67% of likely voters, they're not telling any pollster or their neighbor who they're voting for because they just don't want to deal with the grief, right? So that's, Annie, I have to have that optimism, because if I don't, then I might as well cash out and move to Cyprus.
Yeah, or Disney World. I'll go with you.
Or Disney World. So I can live in the one of the worlds in the Epcot, up in the showcase.
Yeah, Mexico has Norway. The best margaritas, for sure. Last question before I let you go. I don't have a lot of time left here, but you know, you're talking about the people who are not speaking up to pollsters. So it's hard to understand, even though we see right now Joe Biden's numbers are almost identical, as well as Trump's, to this point in time in 2016. Do you have a clarion call here to Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters, socialist haters out there? Because the stakes are, I don't know that they've ever been higher. Maybe we say that every election. Is there action that you want to challenge the listeners right now to take before November? Because on November 4th, it's too late. What needs to be done right now to ensure that we preserve the freedom and liberty for this country that it was founded on?
Yeah, and it's beyond saying this is the most important election. This election is about whether we're going to continue with this great experiment of representational democracy known as America. This election is not about the Republican or the Democratic Party. This election is about America itself. And I say that because what is the vision and the plan for the other side? And, you know, Annie, people are going to start walking with their feet. My CEO, Travis Brown, wrote a book about this 12 years ago, How Money Walks. And it was all about state tax policies, but it's gone beyond that as well. We've expanded that discussion. You can now look at the city of St. Louis. It's gone from a high of nearly 800,000 or more residents in the 1950s to barely 300,000. And do you think that this advent of unchecked violence, of a prosecutor who's owned by George Soros, she just got 116,000. I think he reloaded again right before the election. Hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last few years to not prosecute crime, where nightly there's dangerous car chases and bullets flying through the air. There's a horrible education system. There's no opportunity. The jobs are largely moving out. If you're a business owner, why do you want to maintain a business in the desolate urban wasteland dystopia of St. Louis City. And the county, I'm not sure if it's going to be much better under the tyrannical continued rule of Sam Page. Annie, I had a discussion this morning with my wife, who's generally a much more, some may call her moderate. I just call her, I just say she's a nicer person. You know, she has more empathy for people. We talked to Annie about getting out of St. Louis County. Jeff County, Annie, is out my back window. I'm like Sarah Palin. I can see Russia from here. Jeff County is literally.
Is Russia an option?
I'm not sure. Probably not. But maybe that's the worst.
There's no Russia in the world showcase at Epcot. No.
But Annie, I'm out here in the far western, southwestern hinterlands of St. Louis County. Franklin County and Jefferson County, what I call now the free counties, are literally a mile down the road. I can still be in the Rockwood School District, a great school district. That's still a good thing. But I can pay less taxes, I can have more land, and I can be in one of those two counties that are governed by common sense constitutional conservatives who are funding the police and who are keeping their people safe and who are giving them good health advice about this global pandemic, but not crushing their local economies or forcing their mom and pop stores out of business. So, Annie, if the clarion call, as you asked me, is do we want to preserve America or do we want to have the vision of the far left, which is I don't know what. After they tear all the statues down, defund the police, and burn their inner urban cores, what's the plan? Yeah. What's the program? The only thing that came out of the Chaz Chop Zone in Seattle was a lot of destruction, despair, murder, and mayhem. There was nothing positive that came out of that. It even got to be too much for Mayor Moonbeam out there. She was the one that said, all right, time to dismantle it. So I don't know where we go. Where we need to go is to have last night be a clarion call where not even the sane Democrats in the St. Louis region could save their own party from themselves. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to have to be Republicans now stepping up in November and for and everybody joining us who want to protect and preserve this great thing we call America.
Tim Jones, you can hear more of this Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm going to debrief my Disney World vacation tonight on our Pixie Dust podcast Facebook page live if you want to tune in and find out about all of my vacation stuff, Tim, because I know you're a fan of WDW.
Planning a November trip there, Annie, so I'm going to have to definitely tune in and listen to that. And in the meantime, I'm just going to go watch Outlander.
Yeah, I know. I can fit in a carry-on, just saying. Well, Tim, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for the debriefing. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Annie. Thanks, gang.
Talk to you again soon. Tim Jones, at Speaker Tim Jones on Twitter, and The Tim Jones Show, Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 97.1. All right, quick break. When we come back, Ryan and I are going to tell all of you people, stop voting for Democrats if you don't want Democrats to be in office, and if you don't like it, move. That's basically what Ryan and I hear on a regular basis. So we'll just repeat that for the next 15 minutes here in just a minute. Stick around. Also, make sure you go like the Pixie Dust podcast Facebook page because, like as I said, if you want to know more about how they did it at Disney World, I will be talking about it tonight, not here on the show. But I want to remind you, we have Dakota Wood coming up at 1:25, and he's going to talk to us about that Beirut explosion. Holy crap, people. That is insane. I've never seen anything like that with my grown my eyes. I've never seen
terrifying.
It before. Terrifying. So Dakota Wood is going to break down what we know so far at 1:25, but we'll chat with you when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.